We can only imagine the shock that greeted readers when they saw the headline that appeared in the Vermont Watchman newspaper on October 19, 1864. It read, St. Albans invaded. Several citizens shot. Great excitement prevails. Three banks robbed. Losses estimated at $150,000. What came to be known as the St. Albans Raid brought the Civil War, the great majority of which was fought in the South, to the northern hills of Vermont as Confederate soldiers attacked and held St. Albans hostage. The details of the siege are told in the book The St. Albans Raid, Confederate Attack on Vermont, written by Michelle Arnowski-Sherburn, who joins us now on the line from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. And Michelle, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitch.
Now, my first thought about this story always is, what were the Confederates doing in Vermont in the first place, and why would they want to raid St. Albans?
This was actually an undercover operation. President Jefferson Davis had sent commissioners to Canada to work on undercover operations to undermine Lincoln's administration and the Northern forces. 21 Confederate soldiers were commissioned to do this raid, and it was supposed to be the first of numerous raids along the northern border.
Now, you write in the book that the original plan was to attack on the 18th of October, but this was pushed back a day. Why?
Well, the leader of the raid was First Lieutenant Bennett Young, and he had done his homework and had visited St. Albans a couple times prior to the week of the raid. And he had learned that the 18th was actually market day and that St. Albans would be flooded with all of the farmers, so the town would double in size for that day. So that did not seem to be the best day to choose.
So these raiders, they come to town, but it sounds like they were pretty good spies because they milled, as you said, among the populace, and they checked things out, and they found out what was happening with market day. They checked into hotels. They started asking questions to find out about how well-armed the locals were, and they didn't seem to raise any suspicions. How were they able to get by without raising any suspicions?
That was the plan. They were supposed to just mix and mingle in St. Albans and just pretended to be tourists. And the whole time, they were checking out where the stables were. They were finding out that the rail yard and the foundry had 400 men working on a daily basis. So they decided that they would have to take all these things into account.
And you mentioned that they tried to pass themselves off as tourists. So do we know if they made any attempt to hide what I imagine would be pretty thick Southern accents? Or did they just say, oh, we're from the South, but we're here as tourists?
Oh, no. They hid that Southern drawl for sure. And they made sure that they did not talk about anything supporting the South because that would set off red flags. They visited with storekeepers, and even Bennett Young, the leader, spent time with Governor John Gregory Smith's family. He went and visited the house and got a tour of the place, and the governor's wife thought he was a very nice young man. So they did a really good job of making friends very quickly.
So how did the raid actually begin, and how did they carry it out? What did they do?
They planned on robbing the banks. Initially, the orders from the Confederate government were actually to burn the town, because that's technically what a raid was during the Civil War, was just to destroy a town by burning it. But these men decided that they would rob the banks instead, so they focused on those. And they all met in the hotel that Young was staying in, the Tremont Hotel on Main Street. And then when it was time to go, they went to their designated posts, and Bennett Young just walked out of the hotel and announced that he was taking over the town for the Confederacy. And that's when all chaos hit St. Albans.
Speaking of that chaos, were there any fatalities? Did any Vermonters die in the raid?
Yes. He was actually a resident of Manchester, New Hampshire. His name was Alinus Morrison, and he was in St. Albans working on a five-story hotel, and he had run to Main Street to just help out. And he was shot by the leader, Bennett Young, and he died 2 days after. But actually, Alinus Morrison was born and raised in Fairleigh, Vermont, so he was a Vermonter.
Now, as you say, this was well-planned, well-thought-out, pretty well-executed, but they didn't plan on one thing, and that was George Conger being in town. Now, who was he, and how did he stop the raid?
Captain George Conger was a veteran of the Civil War. He had completed his term, and he was home in St. Albans. He heard a ruckus down on Main Street, and one of the raiders saw him come out on the street and at gunpoint ushered him over to the village green where they were holding hostages. But Conger broke away when there was a distraction and ran down to the rail yard and started getting help and rallying. This raid only took 30 minutes, so he was able to get 40 men rally together and lead the first posse. So he was very instrumental in chasing after them. And actually that night, Conger and his men arrested some of the raiders when they were in Canada.
Michelle, is this ultimately just a footnote to the history of the Civil War, or was there greater fallout from the St. Albans raid and what happened here?
Well, when I started researching it, I thought I was just dealing with one small event. But what I found out was that there were a lot of layers to the story, a lot of misconceptions, because a lot of people think that the raiders were like outlaws or, you know, ex-convicts that were out just to raise hell and steal money. But actually, this was commissioned by the Confederate government, by Jefferson Davis and his Secretary of War. And the layers of this opened up things like the Confederate Secret Service of spies and agents. The other side of it was the Vermonter side. It put the whole state in a state of emergency. And for months, Governor John Gregory Smith ordered militia to guard every town and every means of transportation. It was just amazing. For months after the raid, the Vermonters thought that the Canadians were going to come down and attack them. That was a big repercussion.
Michelle Arnowski-Sherburn is the author of The St. Albans Raid, Confederate Attack on Vermont, and I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.